I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
We'll get to the Knicks, who are 8 wins away from an NBA championship, and we'll begin the Eastern Conference Finals on Wednesday. We will take our L's and medicine for incorrectly thinking they would not beat the Boston Celtics in just a few minutes. But a couple of weeks ago, we had our first run-in with a Juan Soto non-hustle situation. And I downplayed it because most players don't hustle on every ground ball to shortstop or ground ball to second base. And I said it's actually rare when you see guys do it constantly. And what I said at the time was there are certain situations where you expect the hustle, while others it's like, yeah, you'd like it, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Last night, in the top of the 8th inning of a tie game, in which it's probably going to be your last plate appearance in a ballpark that has treated you like an axe murderer all weekend long, I get it's a check swing, but when you hit a ball up the middle and DJ LeMahieu is making a diving attempt, how you're not busting it is beyond me.
Right.
And I almost think that when you're slumping the way Soto has been, at least to his standards, you'd smell the hit more than if you're red hot.
Yeah. I think one of the challenges with Juan Soto is that he's not like an elite speedster athlete. Now, he's hasn't been caught yet stealing a base, has he?
And he's had some big stolen bases like over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's, what, 4-for-4, 5-for-5, whatever it is. So he's deceptively fast, but he's not like super fast. And I think if he goes all out, maybe that's where you risk getting hurt type of thing. But I think the aesthetics of it are worse than the actuality.
The aesthetics of it are it's a tie game in the top of the 8th inning.
Yeah.
And DJ LeMahieu, who had a tremendous weekend, apologize, Sean. We'll do that later. You better.
Right. Was he hitting 340 or something?
Sniff a hit and go get it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying he's going to beat it out. I have no idea. And sure, there's risks of injuries. But my point a few weeks ago with this is I'm not going to cry about every time a guy doesn't hustle. I'm going to cry when it's a certain moment. And last night in the 8th inning of a tie game, especially after Waskar Brazoban performed some kind of Houdini act out of that jam in the bottom of the 7th inning.
A jam, by the way, caused by hustle. If you remember, Bellinger beating it out, making him slip. Like, that's all sort of to look at was what was happening in the other dugout.
I'll tell you, that pissed me off. Now, I'll admit, I didn't notice it at the time because I was in the ballpark and I just didn't see it from my view. But I went back and watched it. And not only that, here's the real litmus test. I don't care about ESPN. No one does. But you know what I care about? The Odyssey Sports Mets Radio Network. I care about Howie and Keith. And so I needed to go back and hear what they would say about this Soto play in the 8th inning. Because they're like the temperature check.
Yeah.
Howie and Keith are passionate. They're going to call it like it is. But they're also going to be real to us. And if it's not worthy of going nuts, they'll tell us that, or they won't even mention that. So what do you think Howie Rosen Keith Red said on the Juan Soto check swing, I'm not going to bother to hustle play?
I didn't hear it, but I'm going to guess they said he's got to go hard in that. I think Tiki knows me very well. He's probably thinking to himself, why else would Evan cut this clip?
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on the Odyssey Mets Radio Network. Here's Howie Rose and Keith Redd discussing the Juan Soto check swing non-hustle.
Throwing from his knees, he threw him out pretty easily. I'm not sure that Soto...
Well, Soto didn't run out of the box, no, Howie. Not at all.
Just looking at that now, I'm sure that, you know, even if he was halfway up the line, he didn't turn it on as much as you'd like to think. Nope.
No, he turned it on once he saw that he should have been running hard the whole way.
But not even enough.
Nope.
He's got more than he even gave from halfway down the line.
That's an ass-whooping.
Right.
That's Howie and Keith, who are calling it like it is. Look, they're not going to use the language maybe we're going to use or callers are going to use. That's Howie Rose and Keith Redd saying that's BS.
Right.
That's what they basically said. That's crap. Both of them.
Well, good.
Good for them.
We should call them out.
And that's how you know, for any Met fan who's like, Ev, you're over-exaggerating. Am I? I don't think I am. I already knew I wasn't, but when Howie Rose and Keith Redd are basically calling it out on the radio network, they're telling you the deal.
Yeah.
When you're not hitting, put the afterburners on. When you're not hitting, smell the base hit.
Yeah.
Sniff the base hit.
He's got the example right there. He's behind him, but you know what I mean. And Nimmo, because that's what Nimmo does.
Yes.
Nimmo walks and he hustles down the... Nimmo's walk was faster down the first baseline than Soto's.
No, you're right. And I don't care how frustrated you are on a check swing. Move your ass. Move it. You're listening to WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Let's go to Rich in Babylon. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing? I think you just took the words out of my mouth. I'm a Yankee fan, and whatever. Soto should have been hustling on that play. I mean, I'm glad he didn't. But I think if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's not a cow. I think he got his money, and who knows how long he's going to play like this. I think once you're on guarantee, you're like, all right, I don't need the hustle. What do you think Billy Martin would have done to him if he saw that 2-2? You think he would have done something like Reggie Jackson?
The thing is, in this era, what can you do and what are the repercussions of you doing it? So
that's the problem.
If Carlos Mendoza, who I have heard in his time with the Yankees, was a hard ass, like he was the tough one on Gleyber Torres, right? And Aaron Boone would be the nice guy. So Mendy clearly has it in him. If Carlos Mendoza goes up to a $765 million guy who's slumping and says, hey, you're not coming out the right field next inning.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed by that. How do you think that goes? And we all know it goes badly, so if it goes badly, is that really the right thing a manager should do if it's going to lead to something worse?
It's a different era of communicating with the player. So you got to get him to want to do it. You got to get him to understand the importance of doing so. But, I mean, Juan Soto has got one of the best baseball IQs in the game. We know this just because of how good of a hitter he's been over the course of his career. And despite being limited as a right fielder, he's a pretty damn good right fielder. So we know his baseball IQ is there. To not know that circumstance and situation it's inexcusable. Now, maybe this is part because of the Yankee series, because of the Subway series, and his mind is kind of all over the place. He lacked focus, and it's probably also frustration in that moment, like wanting to get a big hit and then not getting a big hit. You're just like that immediate letdown.
Mm-hmm.
You can't push through it. You got to, but he doesn't, and it just. The aesthetics look bad.
He said Soto got his money and he's good. I'll tell you why I don't believe that for a second.
I don't think so.
I don't believe it. Now, some players have done that. I don't think he'll do it. I'm going to give you a very important reason why. Jacob DeGrom. That's right. I just shoehorned Jacob DeGrom into this conversation. I'm like Sean with the Giants.
Jacob DeGrom's pitching against the Yankees.
He is.
Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
I wonder if Russell Wilson will be there.
Well, he's going to go to the Knicks game, isn't he? Jacob DeGrom once said, quote...
He'll probably go to both.
Yeah, he's going to try to squeeze both in.
He'll figure it out.
That's the first inning at DeGrom.
Right.
Jacob DeGrom once made a comment. He said, I don't want to be a Hall of Famer. I want to be a, quote, inner circle Hall of Famer. Very interesting term, an inner circle Hall of Famer, which means like we're grading what kind of Hall of Famer you are.
Is this like if you know, you know type of thing?
It's like Sandy Koufax versus Gaylord Perry.
Mm.
Like Gaylord Perry and Sandy Koufax are both Hall of Famers, but they're very different.
Yeah.
Sorry to use that as an example, but it's true. Like there are guys who get in the Hall of Fame and it's a great accomplishment. I don't want to minimize it. And then there are guys who are Babe Ruth.
Right.
Then there are guys who are Jim Brown. You know what I mean? So Jake made that comment. Really interesting. If Juan Soto wants to be an inner circle Hall of Famer, and I think he does, you don't take your money and say I'm good.
Yeah.
You take your money and say I got a hell of a lot more to accomplish. Because if I want to be Ted Williams, if I want to be Hank Aaron, if I want to be that kind of Hall of Famer, like not Harold Baines Hall of Famer. Mm. Again, this is so like demeaning towards him.
Yeah.
All great, but you know what I mean.
Of course.
If you want to be that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Then, bro, you gotta get better.
Yeah.
When you're 26 years old and you just got the bag. So I don't buy it because I think Soto has the same drive DeGrom has, which is not to be a Hall of Famer, but to be an inner circle Hall of Famer. And then forget the winning. You need to produce at a major level so your name is written in the stars.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we're not talking about is that we make this sound easy. We make it sound like what Juan Soto has done for the most part his entire career. There's been a couple of non-elite seasons in there. We make it sound like it's easy, that there are no factors that could make him be off his game a little bit, whether it's mechanical, whether it's physical, whether it's mental or emotional. There's all of those things, all of those factors go into this, and we just don't know. Like, he's not going to tell us because he's too prideful of a player. He's too elite of an accomplished baseball player to come right out and say, well, this is going wrong with me. And so figuring it out is on him. Now, obviously, his coaching staff and everything else, that matters too, but I think he's too prideful to say, I'm off. And so as a result, we judge from afar, not knowing what's really going on.
Steve's in Brooklyn. How you doing, Steve?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're good.
Listen, really quick point about the Mets, then I want to get to Soto. Caller called up earlier saying the Mets weren't ready necessarily. The New York Mets have the second best record in baseball, have the best record in the National League. They're doing it without Montez. They're doing it without Manaea. As a Mets fan, I'm feeling really good about where the Mets are, despite losing 2-3 to the Yankees in their World Series, as you put it, which I love because that's how the Subway Series felt this year. The Yankees, big deal. The Yankees are a great team also, so I don't mind going on the road and losing 2-3. I want to win,
right?
But I got bigger fish to fry. As far as Soto, right now his on-base percentage is .379. If this guy had five more hits in his 167 at-bats so far, he'd be right at .283, .419, which is his career average. I want him to be better than that because he just signed a $750 million contract. But it's early.
Exactly. And again, you got 14 more years.
Five more hits, and he's right in line with his average for his career. So he'll have his Beltran moment where he'll get pushed out of the dugout. The guy is a gamer. You said it earlier, Tiki. He's a pro.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. He's got baseball IQ. This is all magnified because it's the Subway Series that he played for the Yankees. This is actually Yankee delusionals.
I don't know if it's that. Steve, you were good up until that point, but I do think that the fact is forget what we've seen and what we're saying and all that other stuff. What matters is that for the last 3 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks, the Mets are average. They're just average.
Yes.
They have the best record in the National League, sure, but they're average right now. And the only way they're going to get through this while everybody else comes back to their relative means is if Juan Soto goes to where his average is, which is hitting 300, on base a 420, whatever, three or four home runs a week, just being a difference maker, hitting with runners in scoring positions, walking when you need to. All like he's not been that. And so the reason we talk about it is because the Mets need him right now more than they've needed him at all at this part so far in the season.
Also, it's not delusion of the Subway Series. Here's what it is. And we talk about this every year in baseball season when a guy struggles.
Mm-hmm.
When do you get worried? And we all have a different part of the year in which we say, all right, now I'm worried.
That's a good point.
For some people, it's April 10th. For some people, it's April 20th. For me, I've always said it's Memorial Day. It's the Jeter test.
Yeah.
I've given that example before where Jeter had that terrible start to a year.
It's a great one.
I thought he was buried. He goes to Baltimore. They never got him out. I think to many Met fans, when they looked at the schedule, the line of demarcation was a weekend against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why we all thought he was going to break out.
Yeah.
We all did. You thought it, Tommy. You said he's hitting a home run in his first at bat.
I sure did.
I thought he was going to break out, too.
I thought he'd have at least one moment this weekend.
Me, yeah. too. We all did.
It turns
and
out.
That's where it's become a thing, because right. we all believed this was the weekend with the boos, with the calls, with everything that was going on. He's going to have his moment. And the truth was, it was the same crap.
Right. Turns out Sean happened to be right. We made a prediction on what he was going to do with his first at-bat. I said he would strike out on a full count. Didn't quite get to a full count. He walked.
Yeah.
Sean, you were correct.
Thank you. And Cinco almost came close on the four walks. We were close.
Very close.
Yes. Very close.
I know you were getting that. Now, Sean, you enjoyed this weekend. We have given a lot of Met perspective yeah. over the first hour. I know you enjoyed it because last night we were all at the game. And I brought Jet to the game. And everybody's so nice to my son. And so Sean came out because we weren't sitting next to each other. And he says, do you guys need a jacket? And I was like, what a great guy. He's asking Jet if he needs a jacket. It's starting to get colder. It's 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, nah, man, we're good. Thank you. And what did you say?
I said, I figure Juan Soto's swings and misses were creating such a breeze up here. Maybe it was getting a little too cold.
Mets suck.
So did you enjoy yourself this weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Is this everything you dreamt of?
Mets yeah. suck.
Look, and I'm going to tell something right now to all the other Yankee fans like me out there. Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it. Don't pretend that you're too good to have fun at beating the Mets. Don't pretend that beating the Mets doesn't mean a little more than beating the Orioles on a Tuesday. Beating the Mets after everything we endured as Yankee fans, selfishly for the first time in our lives, losing Juan Soto this offseason, 2 out of 3, and having Soto struggle all weekend, that was fun. And that's what baseball's all about. And we basically were kicked on the ground for months from Met fans. For the first time, we had to feel that. And it was good to kick back this
Met
weekend.
Mets suck.
And I enjoyed every damn second of it, hey, except for conveniently Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, by the way, it could not have been Juan Soto swinging and missing that was causing the breeze because he was just standing there looking.
Oh, that's right. That's thing. Right. But you know what? It still worked for a good joke.
It was.
You guys having a good time over there?
Oh, I had a great time.
You had a good time?
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. Hey, look, Met fans, we got to take it. Because in the whole Met-Yankee battle, they won this battle.
Oh, yeah, but one more thing I had. That National League was so difficult we played it this weekend. I got to tell you.
Don't start with me about that. Look, we got to take our L's. Like, that's a part of the world. We have to take our L's this weekend. Now, the Mets will have a chance at revenge on the 4th of July. But for this weekend, show some class, Tommy. We got to take our L's.
Well, I'm classless, number one. Number two, you have to take two L's today, actually. One is coming up because of my basketball team.
Absolutely. I deserve that L. We all do, and I will own it.
Speaking of the Subway Series, number one, you owe our manager, Carlos Mendoza, an apology, and you need to wear an L because you got to walk and pitch around Aaron Judge. Mm. Why? It's a big spot. Throw it right down the middle. He's going to swing and miss.
Did you listen to Carlos's postgame on Saturday?
No.
Okay,
no,
you probably should have.
I was on the air. Should I have?
Despite Judge going 0 for 5, Mendy said, we gave him way too many pitches to hit.
Well, he didn't hit any
and
of them.
And we got lucky.
Right.
Yeah, no, the Mets were aggressive with Aaron Judge. Not as much yesterday.
Well, Peterson.
They pitched around him yesterday.
Peterson four-fingered him, and then...
I love that term, by the way.
That's great.
They four-fingered him.
Right, and then... Who was it, Brazoban?
Let me get my scorebook out, and I'll tell you exactly
what
happened
who
there.
Unintentionally walked him.
That would be Waskar Brazoban, after he walked Trent Grisham with two outs and nobody on, which right. cannot happen.
Right.
But they walked him twice, intentional, and then around him in the seventh.
But he did that, and it was kind of brilliant, because he did it to get the Volpe. And Volpe came up very small.
Yeah. Well, Anthony Volpe left the bases loaded twice in this game.
Yeah.
And then in another spot left a guy on third, and another spot left a guy on first. He left
8 guys on base, 5 of them in scoring position in yesterday's game. Look, you got to be strategic with Judge because he's a great player. But the truth is, the star players didn't make an impact.
Well, Judge had an impact Friday night. Let's not forget
Friday
happened.
He did. And well, the stars,
he didn't have a major impact. The impact was Cody Bellinger. He was the man this weekend.
See, that's the problem. Like, when you say the stars didn't, Cody Bellinger was the... He was part of the replacement of Soto.
Absolutely.
Right? Bellinger, Goldschmidt.
Max Fried, too.
Max Fried.
Yeah.
Like, they've all held their weight, especially as of late. I know Belly got off to a really tough start, but over the last, 7 games?
He's been ripping it.
13 games or whatever it is?
Yeah.
He's been great and hitting 350 or whatever the heck he's been hitting, plus the grand slam that really put the lid on top of the 2 out of 3 yesterday. So it was, I mean, Cody Bellinger
was the star of the weekend.
He's a star.
Absolutely.
He's not a superstar, but he's a star player.
Well, when I say superstars, I'm really talking about Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And Judge made a bigger impact than Soto, but neither guy made a monster impact.
No.
And look, the plan B's worked for the Yankees in this series. And if we're going to rate this on like a weekly basis, plan B outdid Juan Soto. And I will raise my hand and give that to you.
Oh, you got to throw in Trent as well.
Absolutely. Because, honestly, if they re-sign Juan Soto, there's a chance Trent Grisham is not even kept.
No,
they could have non-tendered his ass. He would have been gone. So, you can include him. But last night, something really magical happened. And it has nothing to do with baseball, but it's related to this discussion. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the Toronto Maple Leafs got destroyed in a Game 7 against the Florida Panthers. Now, you may be asking, why am I bringing this up?
So did the Nuggets, by the way.
They did. That game was close, and it turned in like 2 minutes. It was unbelievable.
Wait, what?
But the reason I bring up the Toronto Maple Leafs losing to the Florida Panthers is not because of my sister being a Panther fan.
Yeah, it is.
No, it has nothing to do with them. Good for them. It has everything to do with Pajama Boy. Pajama Boy John Tavares couldn't get out of the second round again. His contract, remember when he left the Islanders? Remember when he was Judas and he stabbed him in the back? Like a real Judas, not a Juan Soto Judas,
right.
A real live breathing John Tavares Judas. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, his contract's run out. It's over. And so now we can declare what happened. And I'll tell you what happened. The Islanders did better than Tavares. It's over. The book is closed. Winners, losers. Goodbye. The Islanders went to 2 conference finals. Semifinals 1 year because they named it different.
Mm-hmm.
And John Tavares in his dopey pajamas couldn't get out of the second round.
What a 7 years gone like that.
So 7 years, poof, it's all gone. And guess what? There's a winner. There's a loser. When it comes to Juan Soto, round one so far goes to the Yankees. No one can deny that. But you got 15 years to determine it. And I think when it's all said and done, I think the Mets will end off in a better place for signing Soto. And the Yankees, like, you guys will forget who replaced him in year one of a 15-year contract. Well, we got to have patience.
Yeah, that's more my time, like my mindset on this, because I don't think that Cody Bellinger and Max Fried and even Trent Grisham and Goldschmidt, I don't look at them as instead of Juan Soto.
For 1 year, they are.
Yeah, but it's
next year, it'll be somebody else.
But it's not like... It wasn't a transaction. It was just Juan Soto left. He was a free agent.
But those are the guys you likely added because he was gone.
I know what you're saying, but you can look at it in a vacuum. And I tend to look at it more in a vacuum. Juan Soto's gone. This was my reasoning for turning your back on Juan Soto as opposed to booing him. Because when he left, you can't care. Stop trying to make it about you. When Juan Soto made it about his future and his life as a New York Met, it was no longer about you, the Yankee. All right, so when someone says, I don't care about you, you have to say, great, I don't care about you. So the Bleacher Creatures, thank you again for turning your back and showing that you don't care about Juan Soto. What the Yankees have to care about is what they're doing with themselves, regardless of Juan Soto.
Absolutely.
And so when Cody Bellinger comes and Max Fried is having the season he's having and Belly and Trent Grisham, one of the greatest 70s-looking baseball player you've ever seen in 2025, right? It makes it not about Juan Soto to me. So I can't even like really compare who won this offseason. It's more the Yankees did what they had to do. The Mets did what they had to do.
So let's get to then what really matters then. Tavares is a loser who lost.
Yeah.
And the Islanders, not lately, but overall, are the winners who won.
Yeah.
So let Judas Pajama Boy have his fun.
Yeah.
Where's he going to go as a free agent now?
Tavares made it about that.
That's right.
That's the difference. Soto didn't. It wasn't about the Yankees. It was about him wanting to go to the
Mets. Is he staying with the Leafs? Or is JT going to like go somewhere else with a new fantasy?
Let's ask the resident hockey guy.
Dude, they're probably blowing up the core. Is there a chance he comes back much cheaper? Stay home, yes, but they're not keeping him and the other guys. It's a great question. I don't know. The big name that nobody cares about is Mitch Marner. He could come here.
I don't care about that. Where's that loser pajama boy going?
34.
He's still kind of young.
I know.
Pajama boy could end up in Ottawa.
Imagine he ends up back with the Islanders after all this.
You know what's crazy is like a decade ago, you said someone's 34.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh, they're washed.
It's a different world.
Now we're like, 34? Oh, he's got five more years.
It's not that bad.
It's crazy.
Not that bad. We will take our L's for the New York Knicks advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you believe it? Knicks Pacers. Our thoughts on what was a destruction on Friday night. And Gary Cohen has a major problem with Knicks fans. We will take our L's in just a few minutes as the New York Knicks did indeed defeat the Boston Celtics and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. But this weekend was about baseball and basketball coming together. You know, I was at Yankee Stadium on Friday. There was a buzz about the Knicks. I had it on my tablet. The crowd was very into what was going on with the Knicks game. And then I noticed on Saturday, the great Gary Cohen had something to say about the New York Knicks.
They could last a long time if you lick it slowly like that.
Well, that's not what I was referring to, Gary, and I'm not sure what you're talking about. But here's what Gary Cohen said about the Knicks.
Tonight at 11 o'clock, it's Honda Sports Night. Get you ready for Knicks and Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's right, right? The Knicks made the Eastern Conference Finals. So, they didn't win the NBA championship last night, did they?
I take it he's not a Knicks fan?
I take it as he was, I guess, taken back by the wild celebrations that occurred.
It's been 25 years, man, and a grind for Knicks fans to get to this point. I get why they're excited. Now, they also believe that the possibility is there because the road feels so wide open with none of the other teams that are left in the postseason, East and West, having a championship or really a pedigree for being a champion. Mm. And so if you're a Knicks fan, it's quite easily, why not us?
The New York Knicks, of the four remaining teams, have the most recent NBA championship. A, the Pacers have never won one. The Timberwolves have never won one.
Right.
And the Thunder have never won one.
Right. It's only 52 years ago.
So two things can be true at the same time. Number one, Knicks fans have, I am going to defend you on this until I'm dead. Knicks fans have every right to wildly celebrate defeating the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And you laid out a few of the reasons why. But I'd start with the fact that no one gave you a chance.
True.
Literally the only person I heard, period, and I watch a lot and I hear a lot and I read a lot, the only person who picked the New York Knicks to win this series,
Loogie,
is Tommy Lugauer. I mean it. I mean, it's true.
It's true.
I didn't hear Stephen A. Smith predict the Knicks. I didn't hear anyone else at this radio station pick the Knicks. It was Tommy. So everybody has a right to be excited over the near shock of defeating the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, isn't that what sports is about?
Of course.
Like us being excited? I remember when the Mets beat the Phillies in the National League Division Series, and we haven't had a drought like the Knicks in terms of winning a DS, and there was a wild celebration, and I think that's totally fine. So I will defend the Knicks fan, but here's the second part. Here's my little swerve to this whole thing. Those people on the streets of New York City, climbing lamp poles,
mm-hmm.
jumping up and down, saying absurdities, they're not the real Knicks fans.
Who are they?
They're kids who are excited to party and be on YouTube and Twitter.
No,
they're
probably ding, right. Ding, ding, ding.
You're probably right. They're not the real Knicks fans.
Right, this is the social media world.
This is the social media world, and here's what happened. I'll tell you the whole story. We were so excited to be outside after the pandemic that when the Knicks were in that playoff in 2021,
mm-hmm.
when they won a playoff game, people went nuts. And it was partially because of the excitement of the Knicks, don't get me wrong. But a lot of it was people were just so excited to be out.
Right.
And that became like the Knicks thing. Like their shtick is, hey, we win, we party in the streets. And so when people judge Knicks fans, who I think are good people mostly, they really are, as much mm-hmm. as they drive me nuts. They're good people mostly. If we're going to judge them based on 27-year-old kids who don't even know, like, they don't know who a fella Harrington is.
Right. They don't know the history. They're just happy that this is happening right now.
They're just happy to be partying and being on YouTube. That's not the real Knicks fan. So I think where Gary is mistaken and many in the national media are mistaken, is confusing kids just trying to have fun with the real Knicks fan. The real Knicks fan.
Well, not only has it been 25 years since they've made the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's been, I've lost count how long it's been since they've won an NBA title, I think what some people are not understanding is just how bad the Knicks were. I'll take it a step further. They were the worst franchise, both run and production, and these dinosaurs that they had on their team in the entire league for decades. So this is the pent-up frustration and now jubilation, as Clyde would say, and that's why you're seeing the celebration. Plus, did I miss something here? This is New York City! We literally drop a ball at midnight. We are the party capital of the world here. Tommy, this isn't Connecticut. This is New York City, baby. We party down here.
But I have proof that it's not real Knicks fans and it's all like this fun. We want to be on social media.
Those people too, but not everyone in the streets. Not I don't think it's all frauds that are partying outside the Garden.
I have proof it's all fraud. When the Yankees advanced, I think beating Cleveland a couple of years ago, the same thing happened outside of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
No Yankee fan would do that. Like, that is just literally, oh, we want to be on camera, too.
Yeah.
The Yankees have a wonderful history. They've advanced many times over, and that was the example. When I saw that, I said, come on, we all know what's going on here.
But I think it could be real Knicks fans. I just think it's not all Knicks fans. It's not the long-term Knicks fans. Because I'm trying to think, are any of my friends in that crowd? No. Are any of your friends in that crowd? Probably not. Tommy, Sean, any of your friends?
No.
Exactly. And so it's a younger Knicks fan. And I don't think you can disparage the younger Knicks
fan for
celebrating the way that you celebrate.
I'm not disparaging them at all. All I've said is that's not representative of most Knicks fans. So for Gary or anyone else to say, look at them acting like they won a championship.
Oh, I see.
That's
so disparaging the Knicks fan because of that group.
That's not most Knicks fans.
I agree.
That's not who they are. I think Knicks fans are rightfully very, very excited, but they're not climbing up poles after winning the Eastern Conference semis. Yeah.
I think the right word is inauthentic, because I think a lot of those kids are real Knicks fans, but they're... They're partying in the streets.
Because they want to party.
Right. It doesn't match the authenticity of why they're excited or why they're doing it. They're doing it because, look, we're all going to go out there. Maybe we'll be the next one to end up on TikTok or do that. And they're doing it for the reaction of the reaction than their actual reaction, if that makes sense.
I think that was well said. Yeah.
It's an inauthentic celebration.
Yeah.
Also, young people like the party. I mean, Evan, you said it, I believe, on Friday. You're at the point in your life, and a lot of people are when they get into their 40s or beyond, where on a Friday night, they want to go home. They have kids. So when you're young, you're full of you-know-what and vinegar, and you want to get after it. That's just what young people do. I mean, believe me. So you like to party in your 20s, 30s, for some people, maybe even 40s now. And that's just the way you like to react and act when you're excited.
Did you have any urge, especially as the Knicks were destroying the Celtics on Friday night, you knew it from the beginning, was there any urge to get to that area so you could join all those completely crazy 28-year-olds partying in the streets?
There was an urge, there was a FOMO, and I told myself I will be there for the next celebration.
So if they win the East,
yes,
you'll be there.
I will be there. I don't know if I'll be right in the middle of it. I mean, I am going to be 40 now. I can't be wilding out, and I don't need to be on TikTok. But I want to feel that moment with everyone in this city. And that's what makes, to me, the Knicks so special, is because we're not partying on a... This is Midtown Manhattan that you've been able to do this. Right outside Madison Square Garden. Who knows if it'll ever come again? So, yeah, I want to be there to get to that one, and then we know the one after that as well.
Now, as you guys may recall, when this series began, we all made predictions. Who would win the Knicks-Celtics series? We all made predictions. And before we wear our L's here on Evan and Tiki, it is time for us to own our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, you are the king of this hour right now. You are the man right now, as some may say. Who would you like to play the prediction of first?
Let's start with Tiki Barber.
Celtics in six.
Celtics in six. That was incorrect.
You got it so wrong, Tiki.
All right, who's next?
Let's go with Evan next.
The Boston Celtics in five with the Knicks winning tonight. I got that part right. The Knicks won tonight. And then, they won three more times. So I take an L for that one. And finally, Sean Morash.
It's Celtics in four.
Wow.
And Tommy Lugauer, what was your prediction?
Dudes, dogs, damage.
Always.
Knicks in six. And I will be at the Garden for game six.
There he is.
So the last part, not so much. I was on my couch.
I was going to say.
But leading up to that, I had everything right.
We know that, you know, you were going to be at a Subway Series game broadcasting from Yankee Stadium.
Well, he left early. He got the hell out of there. And we tried to FaceTime him the Juan Soto at-bat, as we mentioned on the air, and he had no cell reception.
Whoa. I'm glad
That's
you brought this
on the Subway.
Oh, I'm glad he brought this up. When you define the word try, because you never tried.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't.
You know what? I could pull up my FaceTime.
You sure can, because I didn't receive one missed call. I did tell you I was on the Subway and I don't have great service, but I don't think there was much of an attempt.
Can you read this, Tommy, on microphone, the date and time, and it says canceled FaceTime by the person that was
sent. Yes, I can. This is a text from Sean to his wife. Sorry, honey, I clogged the toilet again. Had too many chicken tenders at
date
the stadium.
Date and time.
Tommy Lugauer, May 16th, 7:10. Canceled. Canceled FaceTime.
No, you idiot.
Yeah, because it didn't go through. I watched him do it. Like, I was filming Sean as he was FaceTiming you.
I never got it.
No, you had bad reception, and it happens, especially if you're on the Subway. But either way, we made a promise after these predictions because we were also confident that Tommy was being a shill. Mm-hmm. He was being a typical Knick fanboy.
Yes.
And we all agreed that if the Knicks won this series, we'd all wear our L's.
And this is a big deal. A very big deal. Because about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, my beautiful wife made the first L. And then after that, we decided we need four L's just in case we all have to take L's at one time or another. And Tracy worked day and night putting these things together. And they look amazing. And to date, I have never worn one. This will be my first L.
Incredible. Tiki Barber has never worn an L. I've worn it a couple of times. Sean has worn it a couple of times.
Couple times? I've worn an L on this show more than I've worn a shirt with buttons.
But true. We all did agree that if Tommy's Knicks advanced, we'd all wear L. So, Tommy, we invite you into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We will turn a microphone on, and you can perform any speech you want, and then place the L's around our necks that we will wear for the rest of today's radio program, because your Knicks, the dudes and the dogs and the damages and the uncrowned champions and whatever the hell else you want to say about them, you got the last laugh. You were victorious. The L's are there. Who would you like to present with an L first?
So let's start first with the Giants' all-time leading rusher, one Mr. Tiki Barber, because the reason I want to start off with Tiki, and I will go with we'll go with the blue one for Teak, is because I believe Tiki's prediction, which was Celtics in six, did not come from a place of a hater.
No.
I think it came from a sports analyst, a sports talk radio host.
That's what I do, Lugie.
Exactly. And you gave a fair, honest sports opinion, which happened to be wrong. Everyone else was in that boat as well, but you didn't come from a hater's perspective. So to me, I put this L around your neck, Tiki, not with hate in my heart, not with shame, not with disappointment, just in, you know what? You take an L sometimes because you got it wrong.
Right.
So, Tiki Barber,
I graciously accept this L from you, Thomas Lugauer, the generational talent of WFAN.
The L is now around Tiki's neck.
I feel honored.
You look good, bro.
By the way, Tommy, you also called that the blue L. That's the Yankee pinstriped L.
Look blue to me.
Okay. It is blue.
Sean, he's the decider of L's.
It's my birthday party, not yours.
Yes. Who's next?
Next is one, a big mouth behind the glass, Sean Marash.
Sean, please come in.
Waddle your way in here. By the way, Marash, literally last night in the suite, was burping the entire time. It was so uncomfortable. We were sitting there with this nice family, the three ladies, and he's burping in front of them. Now, unlike Tiki Barber, Sean Marash.
Here, Tom.
But.
Sean
Marash,
whoopity-doo.
He has hate in his heart. He's a hater. He's a weasel. He's a big mouth. He's a loud mouth. And oftentimes he skips the podium and we let him get away with it. But not on positive Tommy's watch. See, you had the worst prediction of all. You said the Knicks not only would lose this series, that they would get swept. I'm surprised you didn't take it a step further and say the Celtics will win the first three and then the Knicks will forfeit. They won't even show up for game four. You got that? And you can celebrate it tomorrow afterwards. Not sure why fake Sean's here, but he's here. So, Sean, get used to these L's because... Oh, which one? The Knick one?
What? Hold on, Tiki. Let him make a decision.
No, I like this.
He's picking the different colored L's to put on.
Sean Marash, orange and blue skies everywhere. This is Knicks colors. This is Mets colors. And damn it, this is Islanders colors, baby.
Sean?
Oh. Thank if you, you could Tommy. Even fit no, it around your neck.
No, I'll fit it in my neck. Just real quick.
Yeah.
What did you say I did in your ear all night last night?
You burped constantly.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the next 2 weeks because I'm going to be doing a lot of hala burping. There you go.
Very good nice. To see you haven't lost your material.
All right. Sean has his L. I guess this is my turn now, isn't it?
And finally.
All right, I'm coming over.
And this one is we're going to go jet green for Evan, of course. This one is extra special to me and my Knick fan brethren. See, we all know whether it's Charles Barkley, whether it's Shaq, whether it's Brian Windhorst, whether it's Reggie Miller, on and on and on, they are all members of the coalition of Knick haters. But they work for one man. See, they report back to one man, and that is the top hater, the number one hater, and the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. Not an IBO, a man that has extreme hate in his heart for the greatest basketball team in the history. Yep, that's right, it's my day. The greatest basketball team in the greatest city, in the greatest arena, in the history of arenas, that is the Knicks. That man's name is Evan Roberts, a man who said the Knicks will lose in the first round. Why doesn't Mikal Bridges fight through screens? Why do you think that is, Luigi? Why do you think that's the case? You know what? I don't have kids, but I would imagine what I'm about to do, putting the L around Evan's neck, is like seeing the birth of your first child. That's right, Nick fans. Stand up and applaud. This is our day. This is our moment because Evan Roberts wears the L for picking the Celtics in this series.
All right.
You're placing it over his head right now.
There you go.
Looks great, Ev.
Fantastic. That was great.
Thank you, Loogie.
I feel good.
Well, thank you, guys.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Tommy.
I don't know if you pre-wrote those remarks or just came off the dome, but they were excellent.
They were well done.
Well done, Tommy.
Listen, sometimes, and let this be an example for the kids out there, there are days where you have to take your L's.
Yeah.
There are days where you just have to take it.
Right. You don't have to be happy about it.
No.
But you just have to take it.
I'm not happy about it, but I got to take it.
With grace and humility, I was wrong. Loogie, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Tommy, I'm not sorry, but I was definitely wrong, and I do mean this.
That means I like you better, because I'm sorry.
You clearly do. I do mean this from the bottom of my heart, not necessarily for you, Tommy, but for many out there. I am very happy for certain Knick fans, because this has been a long road coming, and there were times in which it never looked possible that the New York Knicks could get to an Eastern Conference Finals. It never looked possible that the Knicks could actually be a legitimate championship contender come Memorial Day weekend. And here they are. And so for those that have been through some of the roughest of rough times, I'm happy for you. So congratulations to the Knicks, and I look forward to Wednesday. I am not ready to make a prediction for the next round, by the way.
Nor am I.
I got to think about it.
I think I might have to wait till after game one.
No, you can't wait till after game
joking.
One.
I'm joking.
We will make our predictions on Wednesday. I look forward to it. I'm still studying tape. I'm still kind of analyzing where I want to go with this. But congratulations to the New York Knicks, who not only beat the Celtics on Friday. I mean, that was manhandling.
Yeah, by the time it got to the fourth period, it was fourth quarter, it was like, they got to score 50 points without the Knicks scoring any.
Yeah.
Basically.
It was over, and there is always a moment. This is what I love about basketball. Yes, there's a million possessions, and yes, a game could be over in the second quarter, or sometimes it's the last 2 minutes. But sometimes there's just one play, even in a blowout, that you say, that's the image of this game.
The Mitch play?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Or the Mitch series of plays.
The Mitch series in which he guarded every Celtic on the floor and then caps it off by ripping the basketball out of the hands of Jaylen Brown after Jaylen hesitated just a little bit when he had an open corner three.
Because he's like, oh, crap, this guy's 7'2".
Yeah, he's like, damn it.
I am not getting this over him.
That perfectly exemplified the ass whooping that was the New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics. I was going to make a comparison to another Celtics game from many years ago, but it's Nets related. And since it's your day, I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm going to let it die in my brain and just say that that play, to me, defined what was an ass-kicking in Game 6. And so Game 6 was a party.
Yeah.
There were certain sporting events. You were part of one of them, by the way, bro.
Yeah.
You certainly know.
It was over by halftime type of thing. 40-41 donut.
41 donut, the Jet 41 donut against Indianapolis. Like, there are certain games. Mets game 5 against the Cardinals 2000. Like, there are certain games where the entire game is a party, and Friday night against the Celtics certainly qualifies.
Yes, definitely.
It was so personally satisfying because of who the Celtics are, what they represent, the greatness over the years, the arrogance, the cockiness of their fans and everybody in the media that roots for the Celtics. So to lay an ass-whooping on them was just one of the great sports nights of my life. And I think we could put the bet here now, Sean. This is a bigger upset than the first Super Bowl where the Giants beat the Patriots.
I'm not going to take the bait. I'm having a nice
day. Well, there's
no
bait to take.
I'm only taking Subway Series calls today.
There's no bait. It's just.
Well, it's funny you say that, Tommy. I'm putting the poll up, and at 5 o'clock, we'll have a broader discussion on this. Because I did say before this series started, if the Knicks beat the Celtics, it would be a bigger upset than Giants-Patriots. And after letting it marinate over the weekend, I stand by that comment, and Tiki, we're going to have to argue it. So we'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the show, and I will put a poll. Now, do you want to put the poll up, Sean, since you are pro-Giants?
Absolutely
thinking
not.
That'll help you?
Nope.
I think my poll will be very fair, considering I'm not a fan of either team.
I actually think it's such a preposterous, ridiculous, disgusting question. I'm going to refuse to do that. So you guys could play a little game, and we'll let the results in there, and you could have your fun. It's ridiculous.
It's interesting, because this is one I can argue both ways.
Yeah.
Thank you, T.
Look, I got to be honest with you.
But I'm not.
If Tom Brady tore his Achilles in the third quarter, maybe we could have this conversation. But that didn't happen.
Exactly right.
That is not fair at all. They were up 3-1 when he got hurt.
Did they win the series fully with Jason Tatum healthy?
Yeah. Series?
Did the Asternix do it or not?
Well, the challenge with the comparison is that you got a one-game one-off, which is the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Versus a 6-game series.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Which, I mean, to win that convincingly
yes.
in game 6, I don't think anybody saw it coming.
That's
even
my
without
point.
Jason Tatum.
That's other than Tommy.
Yeah.
No one saw it coming.
Except for Tommy.
I just want to get this right. Giants Patriots was Super Bowl 42, correct? I just want to make sure I'm clarifying here.
Because there's 42 grand killed children. Yeah. That's how you remember it.
Say that one more time.
Mr. Mara had 42 grandchildren.
He had 42 grandchildren?
That's correct. 11 children.
Holy mackerel.
Are you serious?
Do you think he knew all of their names?
Of course he did.
42?
Of course he did.
Imagine that Christmas list.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, they were all there.
I'll put
like, how many tickets do you need? About 1,000?
I'm putting up the poll right now, so Giant fans, Knick fans, or SOs, Independent Sports Observers, place your vote, because we did talk about this before the series began. We'll get into it a little bit later, but which was the bigger upset? Giants over Pats in Super Bowl 42, Knicks over the Celtics in 2025. Let's go to Ronald in Massapequa. How are you, Ronald?
Oh, my God. I'm doing great, Evan. Let me tell you, tremendous. The Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in my lifetime. But you know what? I got a problem with you guys. I really do.
What's that?
Because, all week, you guys are saying the Knicks are going to lose. They're going to more at 4 games. I mean, come on. Shout out to Loogie. Loogie, you're the man. You're the man of the hour. You called it dogs doing damage. And you know what? You guys tried everything to stop him. Evan, with your trolling, Morash with that ridiculous hat. Take that off. Shove it up your sister's ass. Shove it right up there. Shove it right up there, all right? Enough. Let's go, Nick. I can't wait. I was there Friday. It was tremendous. And you know what? It's going to be a tough series, but I think we got what it takes this year. I'm very confident.
Hey, but, I hope for your sake, Ronald, happen. I hope that's the truth, man.
Congratulations,
it'd
sir.
It'd be a massive win for the city.
I mean, going to the NBA Finals? That doesn't even make any sense.
Does right. he think I'm Loogie on TV right now? What the hell hat is he talking about?
Yeah, he's actually confused. He wants you to shove Tommy's hat up your derriere, which is kind of funny. By the way, I had to do this because I've been classy this entire time. But I do have the audio of when Tommy initially predicted that the New York Knicks would lose to the Boston Celtics in six. I do have that audio. But I'm not going to play it. I, you know what? I had it ready to go. Not going to do it because it's your day. I'll save that for another moment.
Well, I mean, you could also play it after. Well, what moment would that be? Because I have the Knicks beating the T-Wolves at seven.
Well, you have that, but I'm saying you also initially thought the Celtics would beat the Knicks back after the regular season game. Remember that?
I believe that was April,
yeah,
Tommy.
That was like emotional regular season, you know, loss, Tommy.
That was regular season emotional.
Yeah, you caught me at a low moment. I might add Ogden or gas or something. You got me at a bad time.
Touche, sir.
Wasn't feeling himself that day.
Let's go to Nick in Newtown. What's up, Nick?
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Good. What's up?
All right. So I called earlier and I got on with Sal and BT. So I am 29 years old. Today is my 7-year anniversary with my fiance.
Oh,
we get married. Thank you guys. We get married next Thursday.
Mm.
And next Thursday
game five.
Is game five.
Oh.
So I put it simple to them. I said, guys, what do I do? And like, they really didn't ask me about my wife-to-be, she knows she's marrying an insane sports fan. Mm. Like, she's come to Giants games, she's been to Knicks games, she's been to Yankee games, she's been to Devils games. You ask her what her favorite one is, she'll tell you Devils, but she understands the Knicks hype right now. She watched the first two games with me, she watched me go nuts, she even went nuts after the second game. She was like, oh my God! A 20-point comeback again? I'm like, I'm marrying you. This is the best. But she's starting to buy into the Knicks fever, and I show her the Dad Talk videos. I'm 29. This is the best that I've ever seen the Knicks do. I've known this team since I remember when the Knicks got Tracy McGrady. And they were playing the Oklahoma City Thunder against Durant and a young Westbrook. And Durant hit a three late to beat us. And that was my first painful memory as a Knicks fan. But I, at the time, became a Knicks fan because, over the Nets at the time, because the fan base was just so much better. And
All right. Have you spoken to your wife? Have you talked to your wife? Have you talked to your wife about the situation? Let's get the brass tacks. Have you talked to your wife about the situation that you're in?
Did you tell her?
100%.
And what is her initial reaction?
She goes, well, maybe we can talk to the DJ. Knowing your luck, he'll be a Knicks fan.
What time is your wedding start?
5:30, and I don't know what time the game starts, but I know
what time the game starts. The game starts at 8:00. What time do you lose the reception hall? What time is it? Are they kicking you out because the wedding is over?
I think 11.
Oh, okay.
No. And this is like a wedding of it's the reception. We're expecting 150 people.
Mm.
I think there, I could save the day.
There's
I think
no moving the date.
Sean
we're
might,
locked in.
Sean might have a solution. Hold on.
Nick, stay with me for a second.
Sean might have a solution.
I got married during the 2014 Rangers run. I was very lucky not to have a game on that day, but it was something I thought ahead to, and it's something that's going to tie into Evan Robertson. It's something I think you could do to save the night and save your marriage before it starts. Are you having some kind of after-wedding party like some people do, where you come back, whoever wants to keep drinking, hotels, something like that?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
Yes, we're having an after-party at a bar.
Okay.
And I'm sure there'll be TVs there.
Well, hear me out.
Well, I know some of my...
Nick,
sorry.
Just hear me out. Cut a deal with the bar ahead of time. So we're bringing a lot of business with you. set up some kind of DVR situation and make an announcement at the beginning of the wedding. We know the Knicks are playing tonight. Give us 4 hours on the dance floor the best you can.
Doesn't work.
And let's go unanimously roll into that after party and serve you pizzas and beers. Sean, and let's watch the Knicks game five as if it's live.
As an expert, and Nick, you put yourself in a tough spot because I actually blame you and I blame your wife. I got married in late August. And you want to know why we got married in late August?
Because nothing's going on.
Nothing could possibly interfere. There was no Nets run, no Islanders run, no Mets run, no Jets run. It was late August. So right off the top, when you get engaged and your wife or fiance at the time...
Not to mention the weather is a lot more predictably warm.
100%!
Next week, 50s.
It's 60s. Up in the air! You have no idea!
Right.
You have to pick a time of year that's safe. So right off the top, I know you can't change it now, but you screwed up and you showed no faith in the New York Knicks.
I disagree with you.
Well, hold on. It's true. Because Tommy was going to be dragged out to California to visit some baby that was born.
Well, not some baby. I am now a Tio. I'm an uncle. Whatever. So it's my nephew.
But Tommy knew and said to his wife over and over again, I got to be on alert for a Knick run. I can't be leaving the show if the Knicks are on a run. And he was aware. Our friend Nick, who just called in, was unaware. He was left with his pants down. And I'm sorry, right off the top, you should have had faith. This team's been in the second round 3 straight years. Now they're in the conference finals. Like, you knew they could go on a run. Mm. You knew they could go on a run.
Yeah, but the question is, did he actually believe it?
Well, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. That he never believed. So, number one, you should have planned this out for August or July. You would have been safe.
Right.
Number two, Sean, I'm a DVR expert. The problem with DVRing in a mass quantity with 150 people is you have to take their phones away because they will get spoiled via their phone. So, the only way you could pull that off, and they do this at comedy shows, is take the phone away.
Right. Like, put it in that secure bag.
Correct.
They can't open until after the show.
Now, here's the problem with that. No pictures. So now the wedding will never have memories because all the pictures are gone.
Ooh. But here, Evan, there's a lot of people at weddings that when they pay for their wedding photographer get a little annoyed when Facebook and Instagram starts leaking pictures before they've had a chance to go through their professional pictures. If you are somebody that's going to check the Knicks score, maybe you don't take it away from any female who doesn't care. That's when you could do it. And I also think you're right. In group settings, it doesn't work. But if you make pre-continued announcements by the DJ, again, no Knicks updates, this. You have to make it a thing. You have to make it an event. You can't just make it happenstance across your fingers.
When I was 13 years old, I don't remember the kid's name, but I would say it. I was at a bar mitzvah, okay? I was 13 years old. And I had this really cool pager called the ESPN To Go pager. Have you ever heard of this thing?
What? No.
Yeah. It was a pager.
That is...
What? And it would give you sports updates.
How long did the ESPN To Go sports pager last?
Google it. You'll go down a rabbit hole.
So I'm assuming not very long.
I would say a couple of years. It was prior to like phones and the internet.
Yeah.
So I had an ESPN To Go pager. I would always get scores. It was mostly for gamblers at the time. But for me, I was just a geeky sports fan.
That makes sense, actually.
So I brought this to this kid's bar mitzvah. It happened to be the same day as a Knicks-Bulls playoff game. And unfortunately, I ruined this kid's bar mitzvah because everybody was around me like I was, you know, some king.
Like you were getting bar mitzvah.
Yes, I was the bar mitzvah boy. Everyone was around me getting updates. And if I'm not mistaken, it was the one game the Knicks won in the series. They lost to the Bulls in 5 that year. I think that was 1996. Confirm that one for me. So it was the one game the Knicks won. Everyone was around me, and I felt bad for this poor kid because his bar mitzvah got completely taken over by the ESPN To Go pager and the
evil
information.
He probably hates you still to this day.
Probably. That's a fair point. That guy may be listening right now saying, I've always hated that Evan Roberts, ruined by bar mitzvah. So that's the risk you run into by having a game like that on, but I'm sorry, I go back to the top. Get married in August. No. It's a very innocuous
or July
time.
July is fine, too.
You're right. Or July.
But not... I'm going to defend the brides here. If a bride doesn't want to get married in the heat of the summer, which some brides don't, and they say, pick your poison, I'm getting married in October, I'm getting married in May,
but
you're making a non-football playoff decision to go in May, and you're rolling the dice.
Right, but a summer wedding at night, it's always going to... Even if it's 85 degrees at night, it feels nice.
Tiki, you're talking sensibly. Some of these women get up, start getting their hair done at 7 a.m. and the humidity.
Get your hair done. Get your hair did for 15 hours. It's fine. Get married at 8.
Just know I agree with you. I'm just telling you from the other side.
That's the answer, though. You screwed up by allowing a mid-May wedding. Game 5, Knicks-Pacers. By the way, I'm going to that game. And I got bad news for you, Tommy.
Maybe the series would be over before then.
It could be. They could sweep them. Mm-hmm. My wife made a very smart decision for me. She said, I'm going to allow you to go to these Knicks games because you are a Knicks season ticket holder. But you can't take anybody. Like, you have to, like, sell the ticket at least at face value.
What?
Yeah, because otherwise I'm you know how expensive these tickets are?
Yeah.
Even before, like, putting it on the secondary market, like, my face value is very high.
Yeah.
And so she's like, you can't take someone to a game for $500 a ticket. I'm like, that's a good point. She said, go to someone who's willing to pay. You're doing them a favor
right.
by only charging them face value. Trust me, I'd be doing somebody a favor, and I already know who I'm picking.
Right. It's a break even.
So I break even because I wouldn't want to make money off a friend. I feel bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to these games. So sorry, Tommy. Unless you come up with about $500.
So you're bringing a rando with you? Is that what you're doing?
I've already decided who I'm bringing, but I haven't told the person yet. So I have to, like, inform them before I announce it on the radio. And somebody who's going to pay the money. Like, they'll.
So they're not one of the, like us, one of the poors. So they have, like, you know, $500 just sitting around to go to a Knick game. And why are you going to the game?
I'm Big Show Bob, man. I want to be at the playoffs.
No, but this to me is
what are you
just
talking about?
This might be.
I'm a hoop fan.
You
man.
Might have topped yourself on this one.
What?
You are not a Knick fan. In fact, you hate the team. You want to be Big Show Bob, whatever the case may be. You are not only not giving your seat to whether it be me or another Knick fan here.
Give you? It would cost me like $1,000 to give you. Those
I mean, it's real money.
We'll work out a deal.
It's not part of a season ticket package.
Sure, but we could like work out a deal, maybe like whatever, a couple $100. So you're going?
No,
you're going
still taking an L. Yeah, I'm not even making money off someone. I'm going to go to somebody who I know who's a big Knick fan. I already identified the person, and he's going to take it as I'm doing them a huge favor, which I am, because if you go on the secondary market, my tickets are over $1,000.
Wow,
they're crazy. So if I say, hey, just give me the face value so we're even, that's a steal. And I will give you guys first crack. Like, if that's what you want to do and you want to come with me, that's great. But my wife is no longer allowing me to just drop absurd amount of monies on random people.
Especially for a team that you don't actually
exactly,
like.
Exactly.
Can I give like a counterpoint that you could give to your wife tonight and then you can come back with something? By you going, you're costing money. If you sell both tickets, then you could take me to a game 7 because you've already won money. You know what I mean? You've already made a profit. You're being selfish.
The problem is by game 7, that number is going to be 2 or 3 times that.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Crazy time. I'm going to game 7, by the way. I ain't selling it. I've already made my decision. I'm 5-7 I'm in. So that poor guy's getting married. I'll be sitting on my, what's it called when I said
bridge,
again?
The bridge.
The bridge, thank you. I'll be sitting on my bridge ready to go.
Yeah. We'll get also, quick early returns on your poll. Not good for you, Ed.
Not good? We'll check in on my poll. What was the bigger upset? The Giants beating the Patriots? Or what the Knicks just pulled off against the Boston Celtics? We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And we all know Tiki Barber won the weekend. We all know Juan Soto lost the weekend. But there's another New York athlete who doesn't play baseball, who doesn't even play basketball, who was the real loser in the weekend. And we'll get to that coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go. Taco to go.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.